Morning.
Morning.
As you came up to the chapel today, perhaps you noticed a fence. And if you didn't, you could just look out this window right there. Well, some of you are already out there. Hey! And I'll tell you what, you can actually see it from up here. Let's get this idea of this rough-hewn log fence here. It's got three rails. And I'm going to call that the gospel fence because that's going to hold together our little exploration of today's gospel. There are three rails and there are three messages to take away from this interesting passage we just heard. Now I should introduce myself. My name is Bill Knudsen. I'm a priest of a little country church up in the hills of Ventura County, California, a town called Ojai. It's about 8,000 people. It's a little kind of artistic farming town. There's some big Hollywood stars that have weekend getaways up in the hills, but it's mostly people who grow little mandarin oranges. They're called Ojai pixies, and they're delicious. And then spiritual seekers is what I'll call them. There's a bunch of kind of new age mystical thinkers running around. And then there's us Episcopalians trying to bring everybody together. It is my delight to be here with you in Moose, and I'm staying over in Jackson with our host from St. John's Episcopal Church there. And I first came to Wyoming, or to Jackson, on Thursday, 4th of July. And there was a parade in downtown Jackson. And St. John's, the good folks there, had a wonderful part in the parade. They were among the most popular participants because they walked around and gave away free ice cream sandwiches, a outreach strategy in vanilla and chocolate. There were 2,000 ice cream sandwiches, and I was invited to hand some of these out, and I said, well, I don't see us giving away all of these, and I may be eating ice cream for breakfast for the next few days as we deal with the excess. I could not have been more mistaken. It's really easy to give away ice cream, lots of it. And it was glorious to see people running into the streets to get the ice cream and us running into the crowd to give it out. And there was this one young gentleman, tall fellow, and he told me his strategy. You know, there were people several rows deep on the sidewalk, and he says, I look for someone in the back row that looks like they really need ice cream. And then I just lob it over the heads. He says, I only hit one person in the forehead, and they were surprised by this. They were excited and delighted. And so it was a glorious time. Now, we have a small town parade in my hometown on 4th of July, so it was wonderful to be in this small town parade. One of the things you know about these small town parades is that the line between the marchers and the watchers is very flexible. You know, somebody would be marching along in the parade, then they would see someone they know and then sit down and have a chat. Likewise, someone would be standing on the side and they'd step down off the curb and march along with somebody they knew. That gets a little to our gospel, because I turned to my friend Jimmy Bartz, the rector at St. John's, and said, Jimmy, the kingdom of God is like the Jackson 4th of July parade. It was this glorious exploration of people being in and out and role shifting and changing and joy and grace and blessing being shared in abundance. So this is the context for our gospel today. Now we're going to get back to our gospel fence. Yeah, it's still out there. So the top rail of our gospel fence here is Jesus says, go out and carry blessing. Now this is the beginning of it all. This is long before there were churches or denominations or all the fun theological fighting that Christians do with each other. So go out. Carry blessing. Offer peace. And if it's received, well, fine. If it's not received, well, that's fine too. Go out and be a blessing. Don't establish a church. Don't argue doctrine. Don't fight about politics. Go out. Carry blessing. And share it. Oh! And like that 4th of July parade in Jackson, now Jesus, I don't think, said that exactly, but he said, when you carry the blessing, be ready to receive it. Because in God's economy, the giver becomes the one who is then given the gift. And the roles flow back and forth. So the first rail of our gospel fence, the fence that kind of shows us a pathway. This is not a fence that's a wall that you couldn't get around or over, but it just guides you. As you go out on the journey that each of us is sent, carry blessing, receive blessing. Now the second rail of our gospel fence is travel light. Travel light. You know, we're reading from a translation, a paraphrase actually called The Message. And Eugene Peterson, the scholar who put this together, has a way with words. Unfortunately, the way, not unfortunately, but he changes things and he uses a little different language to make things clear. In the original text, it says, don't take it back. Don't pay against the shoes. Now, this is not fashion advice. This is not an exposition of minimalist chic. Jesus is not saying, leave the Louboutins and the Birkin behind. He's saying, don't take anything other than just what you need. This is not about fashion or packing tips. This is about trust. You see, the tighter we grasp, the less we can hold. If our hands are full, there's nothing. There's no space to receive it. Now, I know there's some people here that probably know a song that says, if your cup is full, if your cup is empty, may it be full. If your cup is full, may it be again. For those unaware, that is a line from the Grateful Dead's Ripple. Yeah, we are everywhere. So here is the second rail of our gospel fence, our little guide. Travel light. Don't be self-sufficient. Be open to receive the sufficiency that God has often revealed in others. In what my friends from Texas say, all y'all are the vehicles of grace, of giving, of blessing. Then, the third rail of our gospel fence, the last thing Jesus tells us, is come back rejoicing. Come back full of joy. You know, the disciples went out on this first short-term mission trip. And they came back and said, wow, you would not believe it. We were, even the demons, the worst of the worst, were paying attention. And we had power over them. Jesus says, well, yeah, I know. But don't rejoice in what you do. It's not about your accomplishments. It's about who you are. The text in the original version says, rejoice that your name is known in heaven. At the very heart of God, you are held in love. You are God's own beloved, in God, in whom God is well pleased and takes infinite delight. That's where the joy is. That's where the rejoicing is. In a few minutes, we're going to come up to this other rail, fourth rail. And we're going to have a chance to put this into action. We come bearing blessing. We come to receive blessing. We come with nothing but ourselves. There's no accomplishments. There's no resume. There's nothing but our truest identity as God's own beloved. And with that, we go out from here rejoicing, carrying the joy of our truest identity, our centering in the presence of the divine within us, and all y'all, each of us, bearing the image of the one who creates, sustains, and redeems us. So I invite you, as you leave the chapel today, look at those three rails. Remember, you are put here to carry blessing and to receive blessing. You don't need a lot for this journey. As a matter of fact, take as little as possible. Drop that baggage. Not because it's unimportant, because you don't have to carry it alone. And come again with rejoicing. With the true, deep love of God who holds you in God's own heart, knows you by name. Now it's interesting, I look out back here, see these mountains. See this, and it reminds me, the journey is so much longer, so much bigger than ourselves. But we are held in eternity, in light and love. And this is where our strength, our joy, our blessing, our power comes from. So there you go. As you look at that fence, think of it not as a barrier, an obstacle, but as a gentle guide as to where you should put your feet, one after another. As you walk in
to the journey that Christ calls us all to walk. Amen.
Amen.